This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. There it is. Did you sign the wall last time you were here?
I have, yeah.
Paige, can you see the last date?
You can see the date.
Right over 11, there.
11.
You see?
Is it 11?
10.
Oh,
you
did.
15, 24.
Okay, so it's been 3 months.
But then I came to the well.
Can we play it there?
No.
It's been 3 months since...
Look who's up there. You got Gunther, who's current champion. You've got Dax up there.
Yes.
Orange Cassidy.
You've got crap. I can't read his
handwriting.
Damian Priest.
Oh yeah, Damian Priest.
He's up there as well.
Yeah, the belt when he was in here.
Steven Wonderboy Thompson. We have people sign the wall, but then we don't show it because we're afraid that people will come steal our wall.
They're gonna take the wall.
I don't know who to take. You know,
tear down the wall.
How would they do it?
I mean, it's sheetrock.
Oh, yeah. It's like.
But so what if you had to pick somebody on the wall to fight? I don't know who I'd pick.
It'd be you two.
What do you mean?
You're the homewreckers.
Fight any of these people?
Like if they had to fight each other, like who would win? Oh, I don't know. Man.
I mean, not me.
That's tough.
Two of them have fought. Like one of them was the world champion when he came in. The other one was the IC champion, and now he's the world champion.
That's tough.
We make champions.
You really do. Hope you make me a champion this weekend.
We going
the
to
United Realms 300.
500.
No, 300 for me.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I thought it was 250.
No, it's the first race 300.
Still you prefer a 250?
Okay.
Why 300?
It's 50 more miles.
I know.
He's right. It is 300.
Oh, okay.
I hope he knows. In the right direction.
he's still like a question mark at the end of it. I think I'd do 300.
Like I'm just gonna wait.
I mean, I don't care. It's like the laps are laps. I gotta go the distance. They
I'm just gonna wait till the Bennett Transportation and Logistics 250 next week.
Oh yes, that's the one to wait for.
The wait what now?
The Bennett Transportation and Logistics 250.
That's easy for you to say.
No, we want Alliance Driveway Solutions, not Bennett.
We are live streaming this on video. Yep. Wave to everyone on the camera. We're on YouTube at the Rise Guys. It'll be on the other ones later, but there's an issue with live streaming.
What was that?
That's Balin.
That's Balin. Tap that wiener. Rat that wiener. Sight that wiener.
This stupid bitch over here.
Whoa!
Jug, you got to watch it.
That's a little funny thing we have between each other.
Fat butter boy. Your own damn biscuit.
Oh, my God.
Did you eat that biscuit?
I did. I mean, I
you ate was between the biscuit, but did you eat the biscuit? No, I'm saying, no, you did. I'm saying.
Oh, he said he didn't want it.
Oh, yeah.
I threw it away.
We had jelly.
Yeah.
Just lathered some jelly on it.
Take it back out and I'll step on it after you throw it away.
Okay.
I'll kick it. I'll stamp it if you know
I'll throw it at some homeless people on the drive home.
Please do. That'll be nice.
You're so kind.
Oh, excuse me. Unhomed.
Unhomed. Home insecure.
That would suck today.
You know, like address the situation instead of arguing about what to call them. Not you. I'm talking to people like Looper in the comments.
You heard right, stud.
All right.
My boy Looper.
Looper.
He's a good one.
Last time Fatboy surprised the world.
And Zinni.
And won. Zinni. His first round ever of the Ring of Fire.
And I was celebrating it. Yeah. I was not mad.
You were not a sore loser. It was a good mad. Round.
I was like,
appreciate that.
My boy.
I'll take the dap.
Let's go.
The ups.
I was proud of him,
man. Oh, the dap. He said the dab.
He's had a lot of losses.
Send him back and repeat.
As have I on this game.
What was that about? Like, were we summoning some kind of demon by doing that?
What does that even mean?
Blame Cam Newton. Nobody saw it until Cam Newton started
raised
doing
to the sky.
It.
I don't
but,
know.
Like, Michael Jackson was doing it on both sides during the Thriller video.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He was doing it on both
that
sides.
That is where that. I was like, I've seen that, but I don't know where it's from.
All right. It's time to play the Ring of Fire. We'll play as many rounds as we can before we have to move on to our headlines of the morning.
You know what happens if you suck?
You suck.
I hear that all the time, I guess.
So you say a name, you got to come up with another famous name that plays off the first or last name. Like, for instance, if I said Jeremy Clements could say Jeremy Renner. And then Fatboy could say...
Blade Renner.
That's Blade Runner. That's a movie.
Uh-oh.
Not Blade Runner. See? That
was practice.
See?
That was practice round. Blade Runner.
You're as good as me. Yeah.
They made starting lineups, didn't they?
That's Renner. How you get going. Get to warm up.
I'm so good with names.
All right. Woo-hoo. Here we go. These are no particular reason. I just wrote down some names I could quickly think of.
Why you didn't even give me anything to write with? I'm kidding. Did I don't need it. I'm playing.
Whoa. I don't the hell's going on?
Can't write. Uh-oh. Yeah, Paige's cameras.
We're the boot camp. Up.
There you, hello. Beauty.
I get it. You don't want one.
Okay.
Good morning, beautiful.
Okay. Here we go. Round one. Oh, Ring boy. Of Fire.
Nervous.
First name.
Me too.
Sean Combs.
Which way are we going? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
To that way?
You're stalling now. That's fine. No. We're going to you, to Fatboy, to Paige.
Okay. Sean Hannity. I really wasn't, by the way. I swear.
You were.
Let's go Sean Green.
Sean Connery.
That's a good one. Ooh.
Sean Young.
Sean Michaels.
Sean Astin.
HBK.
Sean John.
No, he went with a porn Sean Michaels.
John Schneider.
John Cena. You can't see him.
Let's go John Forsythe.
Nice.
John F. Kennedy.
Oh,
I like that one.
RF Kennedy. Who Jug voted for?
Is it Robert?
That's the same guy. Yep.
Robert Presley.
Ooh, nice.
Oh.
Jasper Motors.
That's right.
Let's go with Elvis Presley, Jasper. Baby.
So I remember that.
Priscilla Presley.
Priscilla Barnes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Bucky Barnes.
Let's go with Nikki Barnes.
Oh, gosh. Priscilla Barnes? I'm sorry. I'm out.
This is for you, fat boy. Rick Barnes.
Oh,
Rick Flair, the nature boy.
Very nice.
Oh, let's go.
Space Mountain.
Rick Mast.
Let's go with Rick E. Morton of the Rock and Roll Express.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
How about Rick
Punky.
Ricky Rudd just got inducted into the Hall of Fame.
I know what fat boy's going to say.
Ricky Carmichael.
Oh.
Wait.
I thought he was
going
to say Ravishing Rick Rudd.
Oh. God!
I knew he was going to do it.
I should have.
Dang.
All right, who'd you say? Ricky Carmichael? I always get slack off this, but it's a real name. Hoagie Carmichael.
What?
Hoagie Carmichael.
Is that a real person?
Yeah.
Hoagie Carmichael.
Yogi the Bear.
It was Hoagie.
Oh,
Hoagie the Bear.
Shoot.
Oh, you're out.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I don't think I would have got anything for that one anyway.
Google who it is.
You really that buried me.
Hoagie Carmichael.
How do you feel about just burying me right there?
I mean,
you put me under.
He feels good.
You know, is it really brutal. Famous if I can't tell
you
why?
Hoagie Carmichael?
I don't think that person exists.
No, I promise you.
I legit don't know who that is. And then I don't know anybody's name that's Hoagie. What's another Carmichael? I don't even know. You said Rick.
I kind of put us in a hole in that.
He wrote this song, Georgia, on my mind.
Georgia?
Really? Also Lazy River. Also Stardust.
No.
Lazy River?
In the defense of the game, you did the right thing. But
the defense?
Me being
it's
in the game.
It's a bitch move, though.
It was a bitch move.
Would you accept Boss Hoag?
Boss Hoag.
You just buried me.
No, I will go out.
No, I'm out.
Fatboy's got nothing on.
Yeah,
on Hoagie Carmichael.
Oh,
either.
He can't. Oh, wow.
I don't want it though.
You want? No, you want.
I don't
you
want
no,
it.
Yours, take it.
You want? Take the victory.
All right, I'll take it.
It was legal. I mean,
it was.
I didn't tell you why they're famous. I just remember it being a famous person.
I don't feel as bad now since he couldn't come up with something either.
That's all right.
We got time for one more.
Oh,
round.
Lord.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy. Okay.
No, Uno really Roundo.
All right.
Can I start?
You want to start?
No, I don't.
Look at you.
You want? You have?
I'm playing. I don't care. I don't.
Okay.
I don't have anybody in mind either.
Okay.
So,
cool.
Let Paige start. No.
No, oh, you want to start.
You're like, I got them all written down already.
I just, yes, I mean, I've just wrote down some names off the top of my head.
You're
you
got to
wish,
go
though,
ahead.
That you had started first. Ross Chastain.
Oh, my God. You're stupid. You're Ross White.
Let's go with Ross Geller.
Rick Ross.
Oh, Ricky Rose.
Rick Springfield.
Oh.
Jesse's girl.
Did I say Rick Mast?
Earlier, but it's one. Fine here.
Oh,
Rick Mast. Let's go with Ric Flair.
Ricky Astley.
Oh, sorry. Who'd she say?
Rick Astley. Rick Ocasek, lead singer of the Cars.
Rick Ocasek. Oof. Rick Rude. We said, see, I
no,
feel like.
No, but it was a different round.
I feel like I'm saying
and
the same
and I was making
names.
A joke about ravishing Rick Rudd.
You can use that. Let's go with Bobby Roode.
Very nice.
Oh, God. Bobby Knight.
Wow. Ted Knight from, you know, those TV shows in the 80s.
Ted Musgrave.
Very nice.
Family Channel car.
Oh, that was a
it
good car.
Cuss on the
CBS. Ren 1010 came on that channel.
Yeah.
Let's go with Ted Lange.
Ted Danson.
Oh, Becker was great.
Ted Danson. Ted Williams.
Ted Bundy.
Al Bundy.
Al Capone.
Al Gore.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Al Unser Jr.
Oh, let's go with Albert Brooks.
Albert Einstein.
Hmm.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Albert.
Damn.
I thought he was going to say Little Einstein.
Well, that's a brand.
Who was the last? I don't even remember what she said. The last Brooks hey, something.
She said Albert Einstein.
Oh.
No, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep.
God, I know that's, what I was going to say now.
Stupid. That, can you whisper it?
No, just dumb.
I'm sorry. I wasn't ready, but I guess hit the buzzer.
How about Fat Albert?
Oh.
Oh.
That's going to be hard to overcome that one.
Fat Boy.
Could she use that?
Are you famous?
No.
No, she won.
Oh, come on.
She decided.
What a wow. Great. That was a good ending.
It really was. It wasn't booked.
It was a good ending. Because he had to concede just so we could go to break and actually the rivalry is unsolved.
I love it.
Where's my victory?
That was a good game. Two good games.
That was a good game. And it's one of those games where you read the text. People still don't fully get it.
They really don't.
It's really not that hard.
It just means you're just trying to make excuses. You're not good at it.
But it's fun.
It is fun. Jug. I want you to hang around.
Yeah, I mean, we're in here another 30 minutes.
That's right. You'll do Suckets and Birthdays too?
I will. I like them.
Will you take us to lunch also?
Sure.
You're asking. Took you to breakfast.
That's right. All right. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
Well, Amazon delivered a package to a house that had been burned down. I'll tell you who this was. And she's not happy about that. Next in Your Eyes Guys headlines.
Uh-oh.
It's silly.
Is it from California?
Perhaps.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Ooh. That's as bad as me going to try to go to a restaurant that was in the World Trade Center after...
Oh, top of the world, right?
Yeah.
Top of the
windows really? Of the world.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It was in New York. It's like, hey, can you tell us where this restaurant is? Like, it was in top of the World Trade Center.
Oh.
So I don't think they're open tonight.
Oh.
Literally.
Nice.
In November after the September.
Oh, my God.
I had
God.
No idea. Oh, silly redneck from the south.
Foot in mouth.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to some headlines next. Good morning, everybody. Goodbye to the video.
Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys Daily Podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. And Mandy Moore, she's slamming Amazon. Why, you ask? Because she's upset.
Porch Pirates.
That they delivered a package to the charred remains of her in-law's house in Los Angeles. So she's asking them to do better. Like, come on, people. You know nobody's there.
Well, what...
That's a good point. I mean, common sense should prevail, right?
Yeah, but where are they, you know, maybe they're assuming, well, they didn't change the location, so maybe they're going to come by here and pick it up. You know, maybe they're having to live in a hotel or a mission, some kind of church.
That thing is interesting. I don't know what happens when that's something like that. What changes? How do you, what does the company do? Yeah, what if they just got something on auto order, you know, like dog treats?
I think they have to drop it off. I don't think they can take it back.
I don't either.
Well, I mean, they've been told to use their discretion because, you know, you would, if you know nobody's there, it's been evacuated, you're leaving it for nothing, so they're not going to get it. You can send it back.
I think they could send it back, but they got to drop it off, right?
Like, I had something that was supposed to be delivered to my home yesterday by 8 p.m.
It was one of those dildo Gatling guns, I believe you said.
No, that came day before. Okay. This thing's supposed to be the 8th. So I'm sitting there, and I'm watching the thing. And because I'm like, I don't want it to like sit out there all overnight or whatever. And as soon as 8 o'clock hit, I go and I reload the thing, and it says, will now be available February 17th.
That happens a lot lately.
I don't know. Did they? Because I looked. They delivered it from Georgia. So did the guy or girl just say, damn it, I'm ready to go home. And they're like, I ain't getting back up there till next week.
I think so.
God.
How bad did you need this stuff?
Not that bad, but it was just like weird how it just, it doesn't go to the following day.
That is weird.
It changes it by 4 or 5 days. Just strange.
And I don't know about Los Angeles.
The dildo Gatling gun was 2 weeks behind.
But I don't.
Dang thing took forever.
I thought it was going to miss Valentine's Day. Thank God. Then what would I get you?
For safety reasons, places may be, you know, blocked off where you can't just go walking around.
Yeah.
For people that are loitering and things like that.
Loitering or looting.
Looting.
I don't know if this works anywhere else. I've heard locally, you show up at a certain time of day. If there's a route available, they'll give you a route and a van that's already stocked and say, go deliver.
It was?
Because a lot of these are contracted out because, you know, they...
Well, my TV, they delivered that in a Ryder truck.
Yeah, that's what, like, there's a bunch of white Ryder trucks.
You just show up and...
That's what I understand it as. Like, you show up at a certain place in town. It's like a little site near the warehouse.
But you're pre-qualified or whatever, right? Like, they've done driver's records and stuff. Surely they're not just going to give away rental vans full of TVs to...
Just to anybody?
Just anybody.
I'll take them.
I think so.
Harry, Dick.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Dick or Harry.
Like, I feel like they just... Look, I'm just like...
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
When I roadshare a roadshare guy, he said, drop me off here. I'm going to get an Amazon.
Wait, what did you just say? When you
roadshare a roadshare guy.
Yeah, I don't do it anymore, but like when I was doing roadshare.
Oh, roadshare. Okay. It took me.
Guy's like, drop me off here. I'm just going to get a route.
I rode a roadshare guy. You said it so quick. I couldn't.
I know. But he's like, hurry up because the routes aren't like guaranteed.
Oh.
They'll take them.
Huh.
Just let me go pick it up. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If it's local, I know where it's at. Let me go get it.
Go get it.
You get it.
I don't
it,
mind
cowboy.
Driving to Powdersville. You're I really don't care.
Oh, I would.
He likes to drive. So what do you think of a guy that decides not to have children at all? Well, Seth Rogen's a little unhappy about that topic because he's been pretty outspoken about his decision not to have kids with his wife, Lauren Miller. But, of course, he got some backlash for that decision.
Funny.
And he says, quote, people really had strong takes on it, being like, hey, F this guy, effing guy who wrote all the F stuff that he does. He thinks he's
who wrote
not,
all this F stuff in
yeah,
here?
Yeah, I can't swear.
I'm not a big Rogan fan anymore. Like, it's,
I'm not either.
I feel like the situation with James Franco was a little...
Were they mad? I know they don't talk anymore.
But why? What
happened?
He had a bunch of sexual allegations against him. And
he tried to rape him?
Not him.
But you know,
and he got married, and he got, you know, started doing pottery and stuff, and
maybe it was just
Maddie couldn't hang out anymore,
like a work relationship. I feel like they were closer than that though, and he kind of just abandoned them.
Sometimes that's what the, you know, Instagram and all that stuff will make you think.
But we used to work with,
you were just work friends.
We used to work with somebody who was real close with his wife, so kind of hear some things
with Seth Rogen's wife.
Yeah,
who is that? I don't know who that is.
Okay, I'll tell you off.
You can't say? Radio.
I don't know how to pronounce her name.
Oh. Okay.
Somebody doesn't work here anymore.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
They were neighbors growing up.
So what is he saying? He's one of those people?
He says that you should only have kids if you really want kids, and we just don't want kids.
I mean, that's...
That's his point. I don't want to have kids. Why does everybody care?
Why is he mad? Yeah, why are people
okay,
mad about that?
What if he wants other people's kids? Will they still stand by that then?
No.
Stand by your man.
It's like, I want kids, but not my own.
I wasn't ever prioritizing having a kid.
And then, like, it just happens, right?
And then it happened, and you've said it, but it was very, it's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
I mean, no one really wants it when you find out.
Well, when you do cry.
You're like, wow.
Oh, my life is over.
When you're a genetic jackhammer like Jug here, this is, you know.
No kidding. I'm like, you sure this is your first one? I mean, the way you've been slinging cane around. Not cocaine.
Spread the seed.
But, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Not literally. Jug is not a womanizer. I want to point
that
out. He loves men. I'm kidding. About that part, too. It's all a lie.
I do love you and Fat Boy.
I know.
And I heard Fat. You know what? I heard that yesterday.
Calling Fat for short.
No. I'm going to tell you to kiss a...
What'd he say?
I love you.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he did.
He did.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell?
Is this well, in your little group King. That you guys chat to? You say
I
you
can't tell you about
other.
The group. I can't let you in the group.
No. I don't want to be in the group.
I thought you were the Burger King in my defense.
Paige doesn't have time being a group. She's got 14 jobs and she's going to school.
I don't have time.
This is just one of them. Y'all don't even look to see Paige today.
There's a lot of bushes that need tending to.
You see me.
A lot of happy trails that need...
Doing landscaping. All right. Thank you. To everyone.
That's it?
No.
That's it. Yeah,
are
it is.
Done?
My gosh.
I believe I hear the music.
We're going to break, though, and come back.
Another freaking break?
It's not suckets yet. No birthdays.
You got to make those points back up, Jug.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Paige. More with Jug, more birthdays, more suckets, and we'll tell you about tomorrow's show next. Good morning, everybody.
KP1's Top
talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina.
Hey, guys.
It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on the 12th of February. Happy birthday.
Or suck it.
That was a good one.
Big suck it.
Big suck it.
Huge
suck it.
Let's start with this fella. Jaden Daniels reminds us a lot of this guy. Heisman Trophy winner at a Baylor University. Quarterback of the Washington Redskins at the time. Robert Griffin III.
Mm. He's pretty young.
Not to be confused with the real RG3, Robert Gunn III.
Didn't he try his hand at becoming a analyst?
Yeah, ESPN let him go.
Why?
They were cutting back on salaries.
Oh.
So I think he's going to analyze, somewhere else. They cut David Pollack, too, which was a huge mistake. Guy's great.
Oh, Pollack.
Man, I'm going to say that guy's 34. Just threw something out there. I don't know. He's young.
37.
35.
Paige nailed it. RG3's 35. Jug, damn. I'm telling you. She gets a lot of...
I know. You got like two yesterday, I think, I heard.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
She's going to be hard to beat. We got music for this lady.
Uh-oh.
What song is this, Jug?
Adam's Family?
It is the Adam's Family. See if you can guess who it is.
Wednesday.
It is Wednesday's birthday.
I don't know her real name.
Give
me the initials of her real name.
C.R.
Christina Ricci.
Yes.
Dang, Paige.
She's on an awful show called Yellow Jackets.
She's on a lot of shows.
I tried to watch that, honestly, Fat Boy, but it was just too dark.
It is piss poor garbage.
What's that on?
It's on Showtime. It's about a bunch of girls that get stranded in the woods and they eat each other.
Yeah, I can.
They eat each other?
Well, they were playing
like cannibalism?
Yeah. Kind of like Donner Party.
See, now I was thinking another one.
But here's the thing.
I was too. That's why I went, ugh.
You don't
the other way I went, ooh.
You don't see it. They lead up to it and nothing happens. The third season's about to start and nothing has happened.
Nobody's ate anybody. Is that what you're saying?
I think they might have ate a piece of one girl so far.
Would you eat any of them?
I mean,
no.
How do you mean? Look, go home today. Do yourself a favor. Watch Bailing Out Loud. You have to.
Bailing?
Bailing.
What's that?
It's this right here.
Woo-hoo, woo-hoo,
Is it a
I want to see this.
Pornography?
A girl who has extreme case of Tourette's. Where she screams.
Is that what we were watching yesterday? Or were you
texting somebody? Last night. Yeah.
Look, is that what that was?
Yeah.
Netflix? She's likable, great, you know, great family. It's just you laugh at what she's
marrying
says.
A military guy.
Heck yeah.
And she's just got Tourette's where she says the most vulgar things.
Oof.
And you can't help but laugh at what she's saying. I don't laugh at her.
Her parents laugh. I mean, it's just wild.
Well,
wild.
I mean, what can you do if she doesn't is all intent? If she's not what it, intentionally.
But there at the grocery store, it's like, my mom's got gonorrhea. And her mom's like, I don't have gonorrhea, everyone.
If you hear a female yell out, I have a 9-inch penis, you're not going to laugh.
Or Joe Biden has a vagina.
I love that.
Hey, she says all this. Anyway, that's
she
all
She legit
Max.
Says that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so, she's great.
Wow.
I just realized her last name is Dupree.
I might have to watch that show.
Paul Ricci is 45 years old.
There we go.
Wait, we didn't even guess.
Now well,
we,
it's time to move on.
SOB? Took the fun out of the game.
Well, you'll get this one. He played Thanos. There's also Cable in Deadpool
Part
2.
Oh, yeah. Josh Brolin.
It is Josh Brolin's birthday.
Oh, handsome man.
Jug knows his movie.
Well, I don't know him because of that, Paige.
Could have said Goonies.
I could have said No Country for Old Men.
Hell yeah. He's good. Yeah.
He is a damn good actor. Respect.
I could have said Sicario 1 and 2.
That dude's probably, he's got to be about, I don't know, 58.
I'm going to go 56.
I'm a little older, I think.
59.
Why don't we go with your favorite condiment?
57?
57 years old for Josh Rowland. There you Rowland. Go.
Did I thought 58, I think.
You were close.
Yeah, almost
your favorite
there.
Condiment
you
is lube. 57.
No,
it really
you
is.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, flip.
I really did.
Don't let him cheat you, Joe.
I know. Well, I'll go back and listen to the podcast.
This is...
What's the prize?
Wilson Phillips.
Oh, pretty girls.
Do you want to guess who it might be?
Sorry, I'm over here putting some whitetail in my mouth.
Wouldn't be the first time.
He ain't lying either.
I don't know.
She was married to.
I have no idea.
Billy Baldwin.
Paige.
China Phillips.
Yeah. It is China Phillips. Brother. Yeah. What's the mama and papa's tie in? I forget with her.
They're.
John.
Yeah.
John Phillips.
I feel like this is one Paige would get.
And Bijou.
She gets them all.
61.
Movie theater. Rest in peace.
Oh, rest in peace to the movie theater. I got a Howard Johnson there one time. You know what I mean?
Oh. How was that?
I had to tap him on the head when he was finished.
63.
Damn. 60.
All right, I feel like some of you guessed twice, so I'll tell you. China Phillips is...
The hell we did.
Also 57 years
old. Okay.
Wow. Nobody guessed in the 50s.
She was always very hot.
And you're hearing things. Nobody guessed twice.
Is she on Melrose? Is that where we know her from? I can't remember.
I don't know.
It's Jack Roper, he's in every damn commercial on this channel.
Well, look, he's in demand. I don't know if there was a theme song to this show.
His birthday?
Oh, Roper.
But I'll give you a hint.
Arsenio Hall.
It is Arsenio's birthday.
Oh. I was going to guess Braun Breaker.
I liked
next.
His show back in the day, back when talk shows
was funny.
Were fun.
He was really good.
Yeah, he had Jason on there. Jason Voorhees.
He had Eazy-E in a straight jacket.
One of his last appearances.
I was watching him as a kid, so he's got to be.
Bill Clinton.
He got to be damn near 68.
I'm going to say, is it a big one, Fat Boy?
It is not.
What about his birthday?
Oh, the other one definitely is. Well,
yeah,
is.
Yeah, duh.
68?
I just said that.
69.
I'm joining you, friend.
69.
Have you guys not learned yet to piggyback on what Paige is saying?
Oh, my. Well, no, she's picked last.
He's not in his 50s still.
69 years old.
Oh, I thought he said 59.
Damn, Paige. How many is that? Like two or three?
Two.
My gosh. Yeah, look, are you cheating?
Take a look.
No, I'm about to Google celebrity birthdays and whip y'all's ass.
She's really not.
So it's not
just some kind of is saying somebody's a savant bad?
I mean, it depends on who it is and how you say it.
She's a savant with birthdays.
I don't know names, but I know birthdays, maybe.
Well, it's funny you say that because it's Doug Savant's birthday. It is not.
Oh, Doug.
It's Alan Thicke is no longer with us, so it's not him.
Yeah.
Joanna Kearns?
It is Joanna Kearns' birthday.
Oh, didn't they have the same birthday or is it the other show?
That was.
I don't think so.
Growing Pains.
Yeah. Okay.
She was great in the Monica Lewinsky True Story show. Joanna Kearns.
I didn't see that.
Was that Judith Light? I think it was Judith Light.
Dude. She was in that movie about where they, that Netflix movie about where they eat people.
What?
Y'all like eating some people today, don't you?
I'll say everything's programming you to now think the end of the world's coming. Dinosaurs really exist.
Zombies.
And it's all going to go to cannibalism.
Like Soylent Green type thing? Or?
No, like they're eating. They're like, oh man, this is great. I'm giving it away literally right now. But yeah, they're eating people.
Like people burgers.
I don't know that one.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Judith Light was in it. Look up her IMDb.
IMDb. How old's Joanna Kearns?
I don't even know who that
She's 73. Totally she was the mom on...
72.
Damn, I'm growing
pains. 74.
Paige nailed it again.
God!
72 years
didn't
old.
Didn't learn my lesson.
She ain't going to get this one, though. Michael McDonald. Doobie Brother, Michael McDonald. This is one of his better tunes.
I actually met him. He's the nicest man.
Wow.
A friend of mine handed him a rose.
Where did you meet him?
A brothel.
Oakland, California. Oakland Coliseum. Wow.
I'm going to go whatever Paige says.
Yeah, Paige, you
pick. I probably won't know this.
What? Fat Boy's 78.
I, too, will go 78.
75, Fat Boy.
Oh, go a little bit lower, Jug.
73.
73 years old for Michael McDonald. That counts as a point.
Hell yeah, I'll take it.
We got some happy heavenly birthdays for you.
I think a 40-year-old virgin when I hear that song now. Because I was always playing in the Circuit City.
This Boston Celtic won 11 championships.
Allen Iverson. Oh, he's not dead. Sorry. My bad. Heavenly birthdays.
I mean, there's three possibilities here. And I'm trying to think if he's dead or not. Is it Robert Parrish?
He was the greatest big man before. No, Parrish didn't get 11.
Oh, Bill Russell.
Bill Russell would have been 91 years old.
Oh, happy birthday, Bill Russell.
Yeah. If you know the Emancipation Proclamation, say it for this fella here. Old Abe Lincoln himself, wrestling dudes, would have been 127.
Oh, wow.
I saw a fact about him the other day I never knew, and I fact-checked, and it was true. When he died, in his pocket, they found a Confederate money.
Really?
Literal Confederate money.
Wow.
And, like, was it... He took it as a souvenir to, like, ha-ha, I'm going to carry it with me? Yeah. Like, this is odd. That
he's
had
a turncoat.
I'm telling you, everyone's fake.
I'm not. You see me?
Hey, outside these walls and not listening to this show.
I did not know this. Born on the same day in the same year. Happy heavenly birthday, also 127, to Charles Darwin.
Boo! Darwin's not in heaven.
Definitely not.
And Ben Cartwright himself.
Thank God. He said, dude, you've been lying about what happened here. I did all this. Get out of here.
The patriarch of the Cartwright family on the Ponderosa.
False.
Lauren Green would have been 110 years old.
Dan I associate him more with Alpo dog food.
What? Oh, yeah, the commercials.
The commercials. Yeah.
You said it would have been 110. I wouldn't even want to live that old, by the way.
No, who does?
You'd still be racing, man.
Just think of the pain would. That you're in every day.
I can still see.
I mean, look, Morgan Shepherd in great shape. He raced for a long time.
Yeah, hell, he can roller skate.
Yeah.
Roller skate. Well, took care of himself. What about, like, when's the last time Richard Petty, like, literally raced a real race?
No, 92.
Oh, okay. Like during the Pepsi farewell tour?
It was his last race. Jeff Gordon's first, all I remember.
Okay.
Would have been 94, right?
I
thought it was 92. We could Google that.
I think 94 was Gordon's rookie year, and he won his first championship.
Who was the fat rookie of the year, though?
Who's the what?
He was a fatter guy that won rookie of the year after Gordon.
I mean, it wasn't Jimmy Spencer, right?
Maybe it was.
Really?
You've been racing long before.
I don't know. I don't know how to look up Fat Rookie of the Year.
Never was Spencer's after Jimmy
start
Spencer?
With F.
I thought it was.
Spencer's Gifts, is that from Jimmy Spencer?
No.
No.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
He owns Jimmy's restaurant easily. I'm a bad suit.
Looking for help.
Jug, I'm not going to wish you good luck. I'm going to manifest you good luck.
Thank you.
I'm manifesting you a victory.
That's right.
And a champagne spray.
That works for me. Spray I can't down. Wait.
Hell yeah.
We've done it before. Let's do it again.
We're going to do it again.
Then we'll come back.
Let's do it earlier this time.
And, yeah, for real.
Not late at night.
And then we'll come back on the show next week. But the race is this Saturday.
Yes, it is.
5 o'clock. And guess what? It's all going to be on the CW all year long.
Yeah, boys.
Just turn that channel on. It's a free channel. However the hell you get it.
I got that channel.
We're going to go.
My boy Travis, Bowling Spring Sports Cards, he bought ads on there during every single race.
Sweet.
United Rentals 300?
Yeah, we're going to go as fast as Xfinity Internet and get her done.
Okay, don't say to get her
He's
done.
He's going
to
win.
For real. Get her
That's
done.
That's just like some personal friendship kind of like, nah, I don't do that. That's not good. Don't say let's go either, though.
No. What do you want me to
come
say?
Come go
then?
With us.
Give me come go with us.
Come go with us. That's the let's go thing.
Or you can say bye.
All right, say that then.
Bye.
for all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.